But not only that. We need it even after the battle is won. I mean, here the battle has been won. And God comes to Abram to speak a word of encouragement. Because I believe many have been defeated immediately after a battle is won. So we need this encouragement from God. But notice what God told Abram. The first thing he said to Abram, and he gave him two reasons for this, but the first thing he said to Abram was, "Fear not. Fear not, Abram." And then he gave him a couple of reasons. Reason number one, "I am thy shield." In other words, "Abram, I am all around thee as thy protector." The second reason is, "I am thy exceeding great reward." In other words, "Abram, I will exceed everything that you will ever need." And then Abram reminded God that he was still without a son. It had been 10 years, approximately, since the promise was spoken back in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 2. So God comes to Abram after the battle is won, and he tells him, "Fear not." The second thing that God told Abram. In verse 5, God again promised Abram a son. And we read in verse 6 that Abram believed. So he reconfirmed the promise. The third thing is, in verse 9, that God reminded Abram that he owed his deliverance. He owed everything to God. And then he commanded Abram to offer him a sacrifice. And we read that Abram killed the victims. He laid everything in order as God required. He is waiting over these victims, this sacrifice. He is waiting for God to ratify his covenant. But meanwhile, the buzzards and the vultures sent the dead bodies, the sacrifice, from afar. And they began to gather. And they began to hover. And they're thirsting to devour that sacrifice. And we read in verse 11, "And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away." Abram drove them away so that the sacrifice to God, that which had been consecrated to God, would not be spoiled. And so that Abram could continue to have real fellowship with God. Now, I believe here in verse 11, there is a very valuable spiritual reminder. And there is a spiritual lesson in Abram driving away the fowls. We're going to speak this morning on beating back the buzzards. And it's something that we need to do. It's something that we need to do every single day. And it's something that is going to require a lot of time. And it's something that is going to require a lot of effort on our part. But picture Abram. He has laid out the sacrifice according to God's order. He is simply waiting for God to accept the sacrifice. But here come the buzzards. But Abram felt that that sacrifice was worth protecting. So he drove away the buzzards. We want to think briefly of some sacrifices that are worth protecting. And then we want to identify some buzzards, some fowls, some vultures that need to be driven away in our life. But in the Bible, a sacrifice was a surrendering something to God. It was an act of worship. It was an acknowledgement. It was an acknowledgement of God as supreme. It was an act of faith. It was an act of prayer. It was an act of thanksgiving. And it was a devotion. In other words, a sacrifice was sacred. It was something that had been consecrated to God. Now we read in the Bible that there were daily sacrifices. There were weekly sacrifices. There were monthly sacrifices. And there was even yearly sacrifices. In the New Testament, we read of some sacrifices that you and I are to have. We read in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, the sacrifice of self. There is to be the sacrifice of self. But anytime you present your bodies a living sacrifice unto God, mark it down. Here come the buzzards. They're going to gather. They're going to hover. And they're going to come down to devour, to pull that sacrifice to pieces. But we are to sacrifice ourselves. The truth is, we cannot begin to serve God until we put ourselves upon the altar of sacrifice. But as soon as we do that, the buzzards are going to gather. They are going to hover. They are going to come down seeking to devour that sacrifice. And just like Abram, we have got to stand our ground. And we've got to beat back the buzzards. Beat back and drive away the vultures. Because we do not want to lose our sacrifice. It's sacred. And it belongs to God. It doesn't belong to the fowls. It doesn't belong to the vultures. It belongs to God. In Hebrews 13 and verse 15, we read of the sacrifice of praise. By him, that is by Jesus Christ, therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And anytime you and I seek to praise God, anytime we begin to feel in our hearts a desire to praise God, the buzzards are going to come. They're going to gather. They're going to hover overhead. And they desire to devour all praise to God. They desire to devour any will, any desire that you have to praise the Lord. When we enter the house of God, when we entered the house of God this morning, it should be with a desire in our hearts to praise God, to worship God. And as we enter the house of God, the buzzards gather. This building is filled with buzzards. This building is filled with vultures. Filled with fowls. They're hovering overhead. And they're seeking to devour any praise, anything that is glorifying to God. They're seeking to rip it apart, rip it to shreds, and just leaving us the shreds, the disconnected pieces. We must be in a spiritual frame of mind in order to worship the Lord. And perhaps, and hopefully, this morning before we came to the house of God, we went somewhere where we could get alone, and we began to prepare our hearts, and we began to prepare our minds for the worship of God. I pray that's what each one of us did. But as we do that, the buzzards follow you all the way to church. And as you take your place in the pew, they don't stop there either. They're still hovering overhead. And they're still desiring to devour that desire you have in your heart to worship the Lord. While we're sitting in the church of God, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord, the buzzards gather. They gather to do what they do, and that is to devour. So all through the church service, we need to be driving the buzzards away constantly. Now, we don't need to literally do that, but spiritually, that's what we need to be doing. Driving the buzzards away. How many times you've been intent, you've had a desire to worship God, and here comes some buzzard right in the house of God to steal and to rip off and to snatch away any desires that you have that are honoring and glorifying to God. You've got to drive that buzzard away. Hopefully, as we leave the house of God, that we leave closer to the Lord than when we came in, and that we leave with a desire to be hearers of the word and not to be doers of the word and not hearers only. That we desire that. And as we leave the building, you get out there in the parking lot and you're encouraged and you want to do better and you want to serve God better. But here come the buzzards. They're going to follow you out to the parking lot. They're going to be in your car. They're everywhere. And they seek to devour any spiritual intentions that you have. And that's why sometimes perhaps you make it through the church service and you leave the church and you're encouraged, I'm going to do this, I'm on fire for God, but before you get home, it's all over. The buzzards have already taken it. They've ripped it to shreds. And that's all you have left is some spiritual shreds that are disconnected. You have very little. It happens every Sunday. It happens every Wednesday evening. Hebrews 13, verse 16. We read of the sacrifice of doing good, but to do good and to communicate or to share, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Any time that we seek to do what is right, I would like to believe that everyone here this morning desires to do what is right. But every time we seek to do what is right, we're committed, we're dedicated to God, we're determined, we are resolved to stand with God. We are resolved to serve God. We are resolved to glorify God. Here they come. Here come the buzzards. They begin to gather. They began to hover. And eventually they start to come down. To pull apart. To snatch away. To tear any such commitment that we have. Any dedication that we might have. Any determination and resolve that we might have. How many times have you felt in your heart as a child of God, you have felt a spiritual determination and a spiritual resolve? And how long did it last? Before the buzzards came and began to pull it apart, piece by piece, piece by piece. And before the end of the day, that spiritual determination, that spiritual resolve has turned into defeat. It's turned into discouragement because you've allowed the buzzards to settle down upon your life. Anytime God's people begin to feel the conviction of sin, they begin to feel the need to repent, here come the buzzards. Begin to hover. First there may be one. Then there's two. Then there's three. And they begin to come down. And they begin to rip apart that conviction of sin. And before you leave the church service, you've already forgotten that you had a desire, that you had a thought that crossed your mind. I need to repent. But you allowed the buzzards to come down and settle upon that. And what happens is you leave harder than when you came in. Your heart's even harder. Anytime we begin to get stirred from our spiritual complacency, and how many times you and I have sat in a church service, the word of God is preached, and we begin to feel a stirring in our hearts, and we begin to feel that we need to be stirred from our complacency. Here they come. Here come the buzzards. Anytime we begin to feel, I'm going to run the race. I'm going to run the race looking unto Jesus. Anytime we begin to have that desire, I once had spiritual vigor and I want that back. And once you have that desire, here come the buzzards. They're going to desire to devour that sacrifice. Anytime you begin to feel spiritually refreshed and spiritually renewed, the buzzards are going to gather. Anytime we begin to feel a spiritual fire burning within, we ought to feel these things every Lord's Day. We ought to feel these things every time we meet. Every time God's word's preached, we ought to feel these things. When we begin to feel a zeal and a passion and a fervency for God, I've seen people, they begin to feel a zeal, they begin to feel a passion, but by the next church service, that zeal is long gone. Perhaps they really did have a desire. Perhaps they really did feel a zeal. But what happened? The buzzards came. And they allowed the buzzards to settle down upon that zeal, upon that passion, and the buzzards began to pull it apart. Piece by piece, until you have nothing left. And just as the fowls, the buzzards gathered and hovered over Abram's sacrifice, eager to devour it, ready to eat up that sacrifice, ready to destroy that sacrifice, so the fowls and buzzards of our sinful, depraved,
corrupt flesh gathers and hovers, eager to devour the fruit of the Spirit. Wherever there is love produced by the Holy Spirit, the buzzards are going to gather. Wherever there is joy, wherever there is peace, the buzzards are going to gather. The buzzards of our own flesh. Wherever there is that long suffering and gentleness and goodness and meekness and temperance, the buzzards gather. And they begin to hover. And if we allow them, they settle down upon our lives. Where there is the influence, the direction, and the leading of the Spirit of God. How many times in your life you feel the Spirit of God's influence? You feel the Spirit of God's direction. Here come the buzzards. Don't allow the buzzards to settle upon the things of spirit and begin to pull them apart. Wherever there is unity and consensus in the work of the Lord, the buzzards are going to gather. The buzzards are going to hover. And the buzzards are going to swoop down to try to pull apart that unity. And it only takes a word. It only takes a word spoken to begin to start pulling apart the unity. It only takes a thought. You see, the buzzards begin to gather. Wherever there is that which is sacred, wherever there is that which is set apart for God and His glory, wherever there is a determination to glorify and honor God with what we have, and wherever there is a seriousness about the Lord's service, the buzzards begin to gather. The fowls and the vultures begin to hover. And it's only a matter of time before they come down to pick apart and snatch away that which is sacred, that which is set apart for God. But as the fowls and the buzzards began to gather, as they began to hover, and as they desired to snatch away that which had been consecrated and offered to God, Abram said in his heart, "There's no way. There's no way I'm going to let these fowls come down and steal this sacrifice. There's no way I'm not going to allow them to pull apart my sacrifice unto God. I'm not going to allow them to steal my offering to the Lord. I'm not going to allow them to have it. This is consecrated. This is consecrated to the living God. And these buzzards, these fowls, they cannot have it." So we then read, "And Abram drove them away." And just like a buzzard does, they just keep coming back. They just keep coming back. And there's Abram. I don't know how much time he spent, but I imagine it was a while. And I know it took a lot of effort to be constantly batting away at the buzzards, keeping the buzzards off the sacrifice. It was a labor. But Abram was determined, they're not going to steal that which is sacred to God. You see, Abram saw the value of what the buzzards were trying to snatch away. And we, like Esau, we have failed in many ways to see the value of the blessings of God. In failing to see the value, we allow the buzzards settle down upon that which is sacred and consecrated to God. Abram, no doubt, saw the importance of that sacrifice, and he beat back the buzzards. He was determined. He was resolved that the buzzards are not going to steal my sacrifice. He was dedicated. He was steadfast. He persevered in keeping the buzzards from devouring the sacrifice. So let's consider some buzzards. They're always around. These buzzards are always around. They're always hovering. And they have only one desire, and that is to devour. Satan is of a ravenous nature. He seeks to consume and to eat up and to destroy all the workings of God upon our hearts. He seeks to destroy righteousness and godliness in life. He seeks to destroy all holy desires. And he has a host of buzzards. Some people are buzzards. If you allow them, they'll rob you blind of your spiritual blessings. But the devil has all kinds of buzzards. Notice in Matthew chapter 13. Matthew 13. Verse 4. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. He explains this in verse 19. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then notice what it says. Then cometh the wicked one, which is the fowls of the previous verse that we just read. So the fowls and Satan are really one and the same. Satan has many buzzards. And as Abram laid out his sacrifice very carefully, making sure that everything was in accordance with the will of God, the fowls, the buzzards, they begin to gather. At first there was one. And no doubt Abram noticed that buzzard. Pretty soon there was two. Pretty soon there was three. And on it goes. Now, these buzzards would hover. Eventually they would swoop down in an attempt to snatch away that which was pleasing and honoring to God. That which had been consecrated to God. That which had been yielded to God. That which was an acknowledgement of the goodness of God. That which was emblematic of the faith of Abram. And the thanksgiving and the devotion
of Abram. These buzzards came. And you see, buzzards are simply intruders. They're invaders, they're plunderers, they're thieves. And the devil has a host of them. And they're always around. And they will cause much spiritual damage in your life. They will bring spiritual destruction to your life. They will bring ruin and loss. They will rob you of joy. They will rob you of strength. They will rob you of usefulness. They will rob you of peace and tranquility of mind. The buzzards. You had better beware of the buzzards. And you had better drive them away. Because if you don't, they will intrude into your life. There are the buzzards of sin. You know, Abram could have said, wow, look at those sparrows. It wouldn't have changed the fact that they weren't sparrows, that they were buzzards. He wouldn't have, by Abram calling them sparrows, wouldn't have kept those ravens from swooping down and devouring the sacrifice. And it's the same with sin. You can call it what you want. It still has the same characteristics. And it's still sin. Think of the buzzards of sin. There's that buzzard. That fowl of envy. Jealousy. You begin to have spiritual desires. Here it comes. Here comes envy. And you begin to feel jealous over another brother or sister in Christ. You allow that buzzard to settle upon your sacrifice, it'll destroy it. There are the buzzards of bitterness and anger. We all get angry from time to time. And there is such a thing as righteous indignation. But you better be careful with that thing. Because it'll settle down upon your sacrifice and pull it to shreds. And all you'll have left is the shreds. There are the buzzards of discontent. There are the buzzards of covetousness. There are the buzzards of pride. And oh, what a host that is. There are the buzzards of selfishness. There are the buzzards of worry and doubt. My point is, whatever species of buzzard is flying overhead, and it might be all of them, they need to be beat back. They need to be driven away. And that is true in our lives today. There is the buzzard of discouragement. How many times you feel encouraged, you feel spiritually high and you're blessed of God and you're just enjoying the things of God, and then somebody does something, says something happens, or we begin to think wrong, and all of a sudden that high is turned into a low? We've allowed the buzzard of discouragement to settle on our sacrifice. I'm telling you, you've got to beat away the buzzard of discouragement. You've got to drive it away. You cannot allow it to settle. It'll ruin your life. The
the buzzards and vials of disappointment. We all have disappointments. But you better learn to get over it. Because if you allow the buzzards of disappointment to settle on your life, all you'll have left is shreds. Won't amount to anything. It's the buzzards of hurt feelings. We can all, I hesitate to say this because I don't want you to get thinking this way, but every one of us can sit here and think about somebody in this building that has hurt our feelings. We all have had our feelings hurt. But here's a newsflash. We've all hurt someone else's feelings. Every one of us. But my point is, again, the buzzards of hurt feelings, oh, they begin to hover. I've been mistreated. Perhaps you have. But you let that buzzard settle down for a while. And it'll snatch away that which is worthwhile. There's the buzzards of self-pity. There are the buzzards of distraction. Worldly interest. Worldly concerns. How many times you're sitting in church and all of a sudden you just begin to think about your job? That's a buzzard. Or you begin to think about family concerns? That's a buzzard. And they will devour. We begin to think of our worldly responsibilities, and we all have responsibilities. There's nothing wrong with having responsibilities. But these things can become vultures. Our imaginations, our worldly thoughts, our anxious thoughts, our annoying thoughts, these are all fowls. But we read, in closing, that Abram drove them away. He would not allow the buzzards to settle upon that which was pleasing and honoring to God. And I don't believe that Abram made a half-hearted effort in driving away the buzzards. But with all the strength that he had, with all the resolve that he had, he beat back the buzzards. And that's what we have to do. The buzzards are going to gather. They're going to hover. And with all the strength that we have, we need to beat back the buzzards. We need to drive them away. Realizing the importance of that which is set apart and sacred to God. Lives, homes, and churches are being torn to shreds by the buzzards. And many have allowed the buzzards to settle upon their lives. You've allowed the buzzards to settle down upon your home. You've allowed the buzzards to settle down in your pew. We need to drive them away. Just as Abram drove them away. But wherever we go today, the buzzards begin to gather. They begin to hover. And they're going to come down. And we're constantly fighting the buzzards. We're constantly driving the buzzards away. Constantly. You sit down and you try to study the Word of God. And oh, I'm telling you, the room will fill with buzzards. You got to drive them away. It's constant. Wouldn't it be wonderful to come to the house of God and not have a single buzzard to contend with? That's not going to happen in this life. But praise God. One day in the very, very near future, I'm going to gather with the saints around the throne of God. And I'm going to worship God and I'm going to praise God. And there's not going to be one single buzzard to deal with. But until then, there's buzzards. There's fowls. And they've got to be dealt with. What if Abram would have pretended the buzzards weren't there? His sacrifice would have been devoured. Well, I'll just ignore them. That won't make them go away. You got to drive them away. You got to beat them back. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. But he's coming back. That's the way these buzzards are. It's a constant battle. But may we encourage one another. And may we even strive to beat back buzzards in the lives of others. When we see the buzzards swooping down upon them, may we come to their rescue and drive away some of the buzzards. God help us to see the importance of the things of God. And may we take the attitude of Abram. I'm not going to let these buzzards have my sacrifice to God. I'm not going to let them have that which is dedicated and consecrated to God. God, give me strength to fight off the buzzards. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us, verse of song. What song?